Country Bob FM.
You know what it is? It's time to do the Bob Almanac. That's
Circle
how
the wagon.
We christen it here today. We have a studio audience in today. That's always exciting. I always perform when there's somebody watching.
Yes.
You don't count.
No, I don't. I know it.
All righty, then. We're going to play Almanac Trivia for some Lynx tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good seats, lower level seats.
Yes.
Section 114.
For tonight.
For tonight's game.
And they are wireless, paperless, not wireless, paperless tickets. And
yeah,
we'll email
you. Basically
them to
need
you.
To have email.
Yeah.
If you don't have email, it's going to be tough for us to get the tickets to you.
Right.
We'll be honest. Right up front. As far as these flash seats. Today's Tuesday, September 26th, 269th day. We have 96 left to go. We had our first Secretary of State on this date, Neil. Thomas Jefferson appointed as the first Secretary of State, 1789. Kissinger will always be my favorite.
Well, yeah, he was.
But Thomas Jefferson was the first. There's only one first. And that's Thomas Jefferson, 1789. Levi Strauss died on this date. I've got jeans on. I don't know if they're Levi's or not. I've got some Levi's. I've got some Wranglers. I've got some Lees.
Yeah, I still have. I don't have Wrangler, but I have the others.
And then some brand that I bought at the Big Man store, which I've never heard of, but they're some of my favorite jeans.
Right.
They are well constructed. Levi Strauss, 73 today. 1908 in baseball, Neil. Ed Uelbach. They called him Uel the Mule.
Yeah.
Ed Uelbach of the Chicago Cubs became the first baseball player to pitch both games of a doubleheader.
Oh.
And he won both with shutouts.
Pretty good.
Talk about rubber arm.
Iron Joe McGinty would also do that several times for the Giants in
Unbelievable.
The early 1900s.
1908. 1960. This was historic.
Good evening. The television and radio stations of the United States and their affiliated stations are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency.
It was the first ever televised presidential debate. Richard Nixon, John F. Kennedy, 1960. I'm sure you were gathered around your television set of your house, Neil. You were too young to remember.
I was two, but I don't remember.
Even at the age of two, you should be watching presidential politics.
Well, I'm sure we had it on. I think we had a TV by then.
1965, let's go to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.
The Twins have won 98 games.
Ray Scott.
Number 99 means the pennant. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike three, strike ball. The Twins win.
Is that Jim Cott on the mound?
It was.
Final score. The Twins 2. The Senators 1. The Twins have won the American League pennant.
1965, there was no wild card. There were no divisions. You had to win the pennant. You had to have the best record in the much smaller American League, let's be honest, obviously.
Yep.
But
yep.
That's what the Twins did. They ended up winning 102 games that year.
Pretty good.
So now you know where I said the Twins have won 82 games. Number 83 means the wild card. That's
now
where that
I
comes
know.
From. Ray
Very
Scott's
good.
Call, 1965. Cool. Way to go, Twins. In 69.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
This show debuted.
All of them had hair of gold like their mother.
1969, the Brady Bunch.
I was watching this.
Yeah.
What a great show. And, of course, the theme, Sherwood Schwartz. That man is a genius.
Yes, he is.
Sherwood Schwartz. Brady Bunch would be on for quite a few years until, I think it was 5 or 6. 74, I recall, I think is the last year that the Brady Bunch aired. And that first year, the actual kids did not sing the theme. As you could tell there, those aren't the actual Brady kids.
Okay.
But then I think beginning with year two, the Brady kids would sing the theme. That was in 69. In 85, Shamu was born at SeaWorld in Orlando, the first killer whale to survive being born in captivity. They actually thought that Shamu had been born a week or two earlier, but again, it turned out it was just Big Sexy out for a swim.
Ah, there you go.
Once again, that was in 85. 1986 here this date. This was a big day in television history on this date. The dramatic music. Pamela. Bobby Ewing taking a shower? How can that be? He's dead. Bobby Ewing is dead. And then she also said, don't use all the Pert Plus. That's right. Also what she said to him. Oh, you're alive. And don't use all the Pert Plus, please. So that was 1986, Bobby Ewing. It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was all Pamela's dream. She's a whack job.
Yeah.
Pamela Ewing. So that was in 86. 1990, we got the NC-17 rating. I don't know if I've ever gone to a movie. Maybe I've seen it at home, but I don't know if I've ever gone to an NC-17.
I don't think
that means
I have.
No kids under 17. Also means no popcorn. Right. NC-17.
Okay, I didn't know that. No wonder I didn't go.
2003, it was a sad day for music. Robert Palmer, the rock and roller from England.
He was addicted to love at one time.
And he went to a doctor. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
He was a young man when he
Simply
died.
Simply irresistible. He had a heart attack. He was only 54. Bye-bye, Robert Palmer, on this date. That was a sad day.
Caught him at the Medina. Put on a wonderful show.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I would love to have seen him.
Yeah, he was good.
Would have loved to see him in concert. 2005, U.S. soldier Lindy England. She was the one who was posing with prisoners at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq with a leash.
Naked prisoners.
Yeah, it's just awful. She was found guilty of that. 2005. 2007, in the Phil Spector murder trial, it was a mistrial after 5 months. That was 2007, this date. And 2008, this date.
Oscar-winning actor and director Paul Newman has died of cancer at the age of 83. Paul Brennan reports now on the life of a screen legend.
We don't have enough time for that report, but Paul Newman passed away on this date. 9 years ago, we lost Paul Newman. So many wonderful movies. Cool Hand Luke. Neil, what's your favorite?
Hombre was one of my favorites. And, of course, you know, Butch Cassidy.
The Sting. Butch Sting. Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Him and Robert Redford were a wonderful. That was on this date, 2008. Oh, I forgot about the debut. And why wasn't this on my list? Somebody's going to get fired. It was the debut of Gilligan's Island this date.
Hey, Gilligan! Gilligan!
Oh, my gosh. Man overboard.
I'll save you, Skipper!
Gilligan, the minnow's been beached.
Beached? When the storm was over and it was calm, you said we'd be home in no time.
It may take longer.
Skipper lied.
Just wake up and want to get off at the marina. What are you going to tell them?
Think of something.
How are we going to get home? Look at those holes. No, Skipper, I'm very happy to be here. I'm so happy I could kiss the ground. This island tastes terrible.
1964.
Oh, wacky Gilligan.
He was wacky. 1964. Another Sherwood Schwartz show.
Yes.
Sherwood. Say that fast several times. Sherwood Schwartz show.
My tongue would do tying knots.
Gilligan's Island debuted on this date. That was 1964. Let's move on to birthdays now today. I think more than one or two great country artists that we are going to be saluting here today. Here's the first one.
I can't hide. Lord knows I tried.
Lefty's younger brother.
I've got a bad case. I lost my baby.
He hired a wino. Yes. The wino redecorated his home, and it was worth $20,000 less. David Frizzell, 76, had some very good duets with Shelley West.
Yep.
You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, the one I only came here to dance. David Frizzell, 76 today. Tell me you remember this show.
All units in the vicinity. Officer needs help. 9226 Van Arden. Shots fired. 1 Adam 12, handle code 3.
1 Adam 12.
Roger.
There he is, Ken McCord.
Yes.
They are springing into action.
I watched Adam 12.
Adam 12. We were watching that as a kid, too. Also watched, he was on Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Officer Pete Malloy. Officer Jim Reed. That was the role played by Kent McCord.
Yep.
He is 75. Happy birthday.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
She's Ann Robinson. She was the host of Weakest Link. She'd get after you.
Yeah.
She had a cervic wit and delivery. She is 73 today. Time for another country artist. This one a female.
Your love is so sweet, I can't refuse it. Heaven help me if I ever lose it. Cause my whole world's just knowing you're my man.
Lynn Anderson, you know, she had more hits than just Rose Garden.
Sure.
What a man my man is. This is Your My Man. Lynn Anderson, she has reached the big 7-0 here, Neil. She is 70 years old. Happy birthday to her. Just one shy of 70 today.
Is there anybody out there who can shine?
Another lovely blonde lady.
For sure.
Would be fine. Is there anybody?
Started out in country. If Not For You was her first hit. And this was somewhere in the mid-70s called Let It Shine. Olivia Newton-John is 69. Carlene Carter is 62. I'll play something from her a little bit later. We'll get a full song from Carlene.
Nice.
Happy birthday to her, the daughter of June Carter and Carl Smith.
Sure.
That's why she's Carlene, Neil.
That is why.
I'm sure you knew that as well. I did. 62 today.
Come with me if you want to live.
That person who needs to go with the Terminator if she wants to live is Linda Hamilton, who is 61 today. You know what? She was Sarah Connor in the Terminator. And
yes.
You know what?
They're coming back.
They're coming
said.
Back. Yeah, she's coming back.
So
she'll be back.
Arnold was the bad guy.
Wait. She'll be back.
She'll be back. Arnold was the bad guy, bad Terminator in the first one, but then he turned into a
then
good
he was a good Terminator.
Right.
So we don't know. This new one is going to follow Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Okay.
So this will be like Terminator 3, although it's the sixth or seventh actual Terminator movie, but it'll fall in line with a direct sequel following the second one.
Okay.
With
I
the
saw
guy,
the first two. That was the only two
with
I saw.
With the runny metal guy.
Yeah.
He was like runny eggs.
Right.
He was the runny metal guy.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton is 61 today. Mary Ingalls.
Help me!
She was chopping some very strong onions out on the prairie. They had strong onions in Maple Grove. I don't know if you knew that. She was blinded from
Maple Grove?
Walnut Grove.
Yeah. So that's what caused her blindness.
You didn't know that. Yeah.
No,
some people say it was
onions.
Scarlet fever or something that she had had earlier as a child. But I think later on they found out that it was actually strong onions. And the truth is, the real Mary Ingalls never went blind. That was a TV.
Oh, that was a TV.
That was made up for TV to dramatize.
Did she get her sight back then eventually in the program?
No, her husband did. Adam. Adam did. Mary never did.
She never did.
Adam did. Her husband.
Okay.
Melissa Sue Anderson, 55 today. Sean Stockman, Boys to Men. Here's a good wedding song, speaking of that. Sean Stockman, one of the Boys to Men. You also saw him as one of the judges on the sing-off, the a cappella singing contest.
Mm-hmm.
45 today. And Serena Williams, pretty good tennis player. Won umpteen tournaments, Grand Slam. She has the career Grand Slam a couple of times over. Serena Williams, the best to her today. We say happy birthday to Serena. She is 36 and still playing some good tennis.
Yes, for sure. All right, let's get to the Gone But Not Forgotten list here. Legendary pioneer Johnny Appleseed was born on this day, 1774, but that wasn't his real name.
No, it was something else. He's not even a Johnny. His real name was Ferdinand or something.
Yeah. But he had a hankering for apples.
And who doesn't, really?
Right on. So it's kind of national. Wasn't a national apple day today?
Hey, how is it that none of these Carlene Carter songs, Come On Back, Every Little Thing, and I Fell in Love, haven't played since early August? Neil, you got to get on top of that. That's ridiculous.
I got to get that
right, because I'm selecting among one of those three for a Carlene Carter song.
Well, pick
that
your
is
favorite.
Sad. That's what I'm doing right now.
Optical, 1774 for Johnny Appleseed. The guy who was really one of the early pioneers in glasses, contacts, eye stuff, optical instruments inventor, Edwin Bosch of the Bosch and Lomb Company.
Oh, of course.
He was born on this day in 1854. He was Kris Kringle in the 1942 version of Miracle on 34th Street, and it is an excellent holiday movie, one of my very favorites. He is so good at the role. Edmund Gwenn was his name, and he played Kris Kringle, and he was born on this day in 1875. One of your favorite poets is T.S. Eliot. He was born on this day, 1888. Actor George Raft was born on this day, 1895. Some Like It Hot, he was in that, and many, many others, including Scarface. Composer George Gershwin, An American in Paris, Rhapsody in Blue, amongst his many popular compositions, born on this day, 1898. Before there was
Richard Simmons,
there was Jack LaLanne. He was born on this day, 1914. Fitness guru, had his television show. He was built.
Memories just won't die.
Here's Marty
some
Robbins.
Feelings just won't leave. Oh, no matter how hard you try.
You're saying that doesn't sound like Marty Robbins? This is his last top 10.
Every now and then.
There he is.
Doesn't sound like Marty Robbins.
It doesn't to me.
His career transcended genres, transcended eras.
For sure.
He was singing a little bit different in the 80s.
Right. I prefer his 50s work. There he is.
Well, you're not picking the audio.
He's one of the greats. The great Marty Robbins, born on this day, 1925. She was in Emergency. If you remember that program.
She was the nurse, right?
That would have been a great TV theme. Julie London. We used it not too long ago.
Yeah.
1926 for Julie London. Actor Patrick O'Neill. He was the ship's commander, I believe, in Under Siege. He was born on this day in 1927.
He got shot.
Also was, what's his name?
It was his birthday party.
Yeah, it was. And he was also in The Way We Were with Barbra Streisand. Born on this day, 1927, actor Patrick O'Neill. She was Ellie Mae on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Rusty, now that you and Skippy are such good friends, I bet you'd like it fine if you could swim, too. There ain't no reason that cats can't swim just as good as dogs.
You know what? She had more conversations with animals and pets than humans.
Yeah.
On Beverly Hillbillies.
It seemed like it. It didn't matter. She was the lovely Donna Douglas, born on this day, 1933. Jerry Weintraub, film producer, entertainment manager. He entertained some pretty impressive people. Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, Neil Diamond, Bob Dylan, John Denver. Wow, Karen Carpenter. Directed films like Ocean's 11, 12, 13, The Avengers, the Karate Kid movies. Super talented guy, Jerry Weintraub, 1937. This is Shannon Hoon. Blind Melon, the group. He's the singer. Lead singer.
Yeah.
Front man.
Cocaine overdose.
Yeah, bad situation there. Born on this day, 1967, singer Shannon Hoon. It's like moon with an H. All gone, but not forgotten.
Neil, it's brought to you by
Kurt Weers over at United Country Realty in Annandale. Seems like nobody knows the country like our guy Kurt Weers. Thank you for your support. Find him at the website. Slight change to the website.
Oh.
WeSellFarmsMN.com.
Really?
WeSellFarmsMN.com is
very
where you
good.
Can check him out.
Well, I saw a hurried individual come in.
Right.
And I could tell that they had some very important information to pass along to you, and that was it, obviously.
Yes.
I was hoping I wasn't going to break in and all of a sudden start doing a Hank Hill or an elf impersonation. We didn't have any room for that on today's almanac, so we're good to go.